Well, we're back for our last segment of the night. Have a few more things to talk about.
So quickly, we'll recap tonight. Boy Shannon and I will be at Embassy Club, Bar and Club in Hamilton. We are judging Mr. Embassy contest. It starts at 10 p.m. sharp. So hopefully, if you're in the area, come and
hang out.
Mm-hmm. And tomorrow, Masternol, take it over.
Pardon?
Take it over.
Take it over. Like you fell asleep or something while you're in the middle of talking. Tomorrow, we will be doing. I don't know exactly what we call it. I'm trying to really come up with what you would call this.
A seminar,
I guess. I think we'll call it an informational talk. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's better. So we're, boy, Alex and myself will be going to Positive Living Niagara, which used to be AIDS Niagara in St. Catharines.
Mm-hmm.
It's government-funded,
agency,
thank you. Where they do outreach to the community. I'm trying to think of what the best way to explain what they are. Give me a hand here, boy. Oh, on the spot. Wow, it's hard, eh?
They're an
educational organization.
And they
correct?
Also provide support
and counseling.
Resources.
And counseling.
To people that need
yeah.
it.
Yeah. So we have met the one woman from there when we did the Herotica talk on BDSM. And she said, you know what, I'd like to get the staff together at the agency and have them kind of get a bit of an introduction into the BDSM scene and how we might be able to reach out to the community. But for us to be able to do that properly, we kind of really need to know some things, right? And I really respected that. I thought that was very cool. So the last week or so, it kind of was getting closer and closer and closer, and all of a sudden it was just like, fuck, we got to do this thing. Like, we just got to buckle down and do it, because I work really good on the fly, but for me to sit down and really have to slam shit down on paper is a little bit harder. Finally got it all done, and then Slave Wayne, basically, I sent it to him to look at it and edit it, and he's like, oh, no, master. I'm like, what? I only have 13 slides. I put as much in them as I could, and he's like, oh, yeah, so wrong. You put 5 points and 5 words per point, and I'm like, that means I have 4,000 slides! So, yeah, he kind of fixed it. And so thank you very much for that, Slave Wayne. It looks really good. So we've got the presentation down where it's nice enough as a PowerPoint. What we're going to try to really do is do the difference between abuse and play. And it's like what we were talking about earlier, you know, Boy Shannon's ask is
or
one.
Or mutual pleasure.
Consensual play
compared to abuse.
Yeah.
So I had said, you know, I've got some personal pictures from, you know, play sessions that I'd been involved in where, you know, they're a little bit graphic. And they said, you know what, that's okay. You know, you need to show us these things because, you know, and they really want to understand the culture and the whole thing. So I was actually really impressed, and I'm hoping that we're going to be able to do it justice, because you know what, like we say, you hear us, you know, in the commercials and everything else, you know, this is our view on how this thing works. It's not the only way. It's not the only view. And, you know, like I hope that we do the situation and the kink community justice overall, you know, rather than try to make it say it's just this, and this, right?
Well, the other thing is we'll be presenting the position that people involved in these activities in this community have this kind of code of ethic or what they follow to make sure that everything is safe, everything, you know, from a standpoint of not only the person's physical and mental well-being, but physically from the aspect of the toys that are used and that sort of thing, and that there are precautions taken.
And steps
and it's
that
not,
you need to
yeah,
follow.
And it's not just, you know, hey, come over here, I'm going to beat the shit out of you, you know, type thing. I hope you enjoy it, because I do, type thing. So it's good to provide that, because when they get involved in a situation where they'll be speaking to someone who does play but may have another issue going on that they would be there for, they can understand that this person is aware of that and maybe engage in a better conversation with them.
And it's a good way of getting people to start feeling comfortable about, you know, starting a conversation and not being afraid and speaking what you are into and not into. And it's okay to say no and, you know, and share too would always have.
Right. well, that's one thing, too, that we're talking about the negotiation stage. We're also, you know, making sure they understand the concept of, you know, the kink community, at least the one that I've seen here and the one in the Cleveland area and Toronto so far, they're pretty good at policing themselves. And that's one really cool, that's a cool thing, I like that. But at the same time, if I go and I see a counselor and I'm like, oh, this dude's abusing me, just because, you know, they pissed me off or you know what, or for whatever reason I'm trying to get back at him, you know, the here, look what he did to me. I hope, you know, that they say, first off, make sure that person's safe and the whole, you know, the whole bit. But through interviews and through talking to both parties, that they're able to actually see that, you know what, this was consensual. Because a lot, sometimes, quite honestly, we got to protect ourselves as dominants, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hoping that it can work both ways. And at the same time, if somebody comes up and says, I've been abused, and they're like, well, show me, and they've got a little scratch. Well, they're going to be, well, that's nothing. Well, no, it is something. I beat the snot out of you with a fucking cane. No, really. And you get a little mark on your back. So I want to show them that these are the two extremes. I mean, I barely hit, well, I hit you pretty good, Shannon. Medium, flogging. Medium flogging, and you went crazy purple. That's just you. You, I can wail like crazy, and you don't. It's the same amount of force. It's just what looks on the surface is not necessarily right. So hopefully we'll be able to get that across to them too. It's not the physical look of what's happening. It's the overall picture. Yes?
Well, the other thing is, hopefully if somebody comes in and they see the marks, they'll be comfortable enough to actually engage them in a conversation to find out, is this abuse? Yeah. Is this consensual? And mm-hmm. not just ignore it because, oh my God, this person's got marks on them, right?
Yeah. Like
hopefully they'll have an educated or an ability to have a decent conversation with them.
Right.
And the other thing I think is really important to point out is that everybody's play level is different. You know, some people like to get the crap beaten out of them, and some people like the shit, you know, just flogged or tickled.
Some like having the crap beaten out of them. Some like having the shit fucked in them. Right? No, I didn't say that.
But no, what I'm trying to say is that there's no wrong fetish. There's no wrong level of
really
play.
Even scat, honey.
It's not my thing.
Okay, I want to see.
No, it's not my thing. And Rosebud. We all know some people
giant
love
rosebuds.
It
rosebuds.
Lick it and enjoy it, but that's not my thing.
Rosebuds.
I respect you enough. Don't kiss. Let me know.
Some people
first,
love licking rosebud.
You know, that's fine.
Rosebuds.
Oh, I love eating a nice ass too. If I, you know, but
what about rosebuds?
It better smell clean and fresh and right off the loofah. You know. That's me. Some people like, now an armpit is a different story. I like a man smelling armpit. Now there's a smell that's, for me, enticing and very exciting. And then there's like, go take a fucking bath. And, you know, when was the last century you washed yourself? But again, some people are totally different mm-hmm. fetish things that turn them on. And they're all okay. As long as you're both willing to participate in that same thing.
As long as it's consensual.
Yeah, and the match is good.
Mm-hmm. What about toe jam?
Not my thing.
No, but there are people. Did you see the
There's
one thing
on that
Facebook?
There's people that like licking toe jam. Ooh, eating toe jam.
Well, why wouldn't you just put it on your toast?
No,
it's jam. Oh, wait.
In a jar to save it.
Yeah.
Well, would you look at the time?
What about foreskin cheese?
Not my thing.
Oh,
yeah. I like my cheese, but
all
not
all right,
there.
So anyways, we're going to be doing that tomorrow. Please remember, Claw is coming up very, very quickly. Claw is a huge organization. They've raised over $500,000, over $500,000 to various charities in the last 14 years. I know it is Claw 15, but they just kind of made the numbers catch up with the years. They skipped a year. And so 14 years, $500,000 is a huge amount to give to charity. And that's what they've given, not what they've raised. There's a big difference. So they probably actually raised closer to $1 million, but of course there are certain amounts of things that you got to pay for.
Yep.
If you'd like to go to the Claw event, it's a non-contest event, www.clawinfo.org. Somebody will put that into the chat room for me. Have a look at it, and it's fairly inexpensive if you want it to be. The whole weekend run is basically based on volunteers, wherein they have a bunch of people that come in and donate their time, and we give them the run fee for free. If you're a first-time volunteer, we do ask for a $75 deposit just to make sure you're going to show up, because there was a lot of issues with that last year. So really, if you think about it, you get your run for free for 3 days. You're provided, actually, there's a a hospitality room just for volunteers. You could basically eat there all weekend. It's always different foods and everything else, so you really don't got to pay for that. So that makes it much cheaper. So you got to find somebody to share a hotel. If you get three other people, there's four of you in a room. It's not going to be that much for the weekend. There's no contest, not a lot of attitude, a whole bunch of really, really cool educational seminars, and, of course, the Hercules Room. I'm not supposed to say it's a dungeon, Hercules Room. What it is a dungeon. And basically, it's a whole bunch of equipment. It is DM'd. It is monitored.
So then am I Mr. Hercules now? When I'm running the Hercules Room?
But you're actually co-managing.
I'm Boy Hercules.
You're co-managing.
Or there'd be Pup Hercules.
And sponsor.
No, you don't ever call yourself.
Not Pup Hercules?
No, there's already a Pup Hercules out there.
Oh, is there?
Yeah, you're Pup Harley, remember?
I don't know. I don't have a tag. So.
That's a jab.
Oh. The name
wow, that Bob. Made me feel good. Thanks. Anyway, so again, Claw, sign up if you can. If you have any questions, email me at masternoel@clawinfo.org because that's another way to get a hold of me. And I know it's having to do with Claw. Other than that, I think we'll go around the table really quick and just say the funniest line from the week that you heard. Go. We'll start with Shannon. Go ahead, Shannon.
The funniest line I heard?
You heard this week.
I think if you're going to play it to me, you have to expect the gravy.
Oh, that was a good one. What do you got?
Oh, my God, Master Noel, that hurts.
That was the funniest line.
Coming from Boy Shannon, it was.
Oh, my chair.
No, my friend.
You're not my friend.
Yes. We might have to replay
that. You got
that.
Nothing? Nothing struck you funny this week?
Nothing. Woof.
Woof? Wow. Oh, wow.
Let's do this next week. I'll try to remember.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm sure you will.
Okay, everybody. Good night.
Woof.
Have a great week.
Good night.
Please remember, be kind.
You're going to play hard, play safe. Good night, everybody.